May 24, 1924. The doctrine of the divine will is most pure, most clear and refulgent, and to doubt about it is the most absurd thing. The first word which God pronounced in creation was Fiat. It encloses everything, and with it God gave the first lesson on His will. Divine image and likeness within us. I felt embittered to the highest degree because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and with the sad doubt that everything that Jesus has told me and has worked in my soul may be nothing other than my illusion, a trick of the infernal enemy. I said to myself, if I were allowed and if all the writings were in my hands and in my power, oh, how gladly I would burn them all up. But, alas, they are no longer in my power, they are in someone else's hands. And if I wanted, I would not be allowed. Ah, Jesus, save at least my poor soul, do not let me perish. And since everything is over, the relations between me and you, do not permit that I have the greatest misfortune of not doing, even slightly, your most holy and adorable will. Now, while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior. Before His adorable presence, the darkness fled, the doubts disappeared, and light and peace came back to me. And my sweet Jesus told me, daughter of my will, why do you doubt my work in you? And then, to doubt about my will and about what I have told you on my supreme volition, is the most absurd thing that can be. The doctrine of my will is more than crystal clear water taken at limpid fount of my divinity. It is more than a refulgent sun which illuminates and warms. It is a most clear mirror, and whoever will have the great good of reflecting himself in this celestial and divine doctrine, will be shaken and will feel within himself all the good will to be purified of his stains, to be able to drink in large gulps from this celestial doctrine and so remain embellished by its divine adornments. You must know the cause, the reason why the divine wisdom and omnipotence wanted to pronounce the Fiat in creation. It could have created all things without saying a word, but since it wanted His will to breathe over all things, and these things to receive the virtue and the goods it contains, it pronounced the Fiat. And as it pronounced it, it communicated the prodigies of its will, so that all things might have my will's life, rule, example and teacher. My daughter, since the first word of your God which resounded in the vault of the heavens was Fiat, nor did He say anything else, this meant that everything was in the Fiat. With the Fiat He created everything, constituted everything, ordered everything, enclosed everything, bound all His goods for the good of all those who would not go out of His eternal Fiat. And when, after creating everything, I wanted to create man, I did nothing but repeat the Fiat, as though kneading him with my own will. And then I added, let us make man in our image and likeness. By virtue of our will, He will maintain our likeness whole within Himself, and will preserve our image beautiful and intact. See then, how the uncreated wisdom wanted to pronounce it, as if it were unable to say anything else but Fiat. So much was this lesson, so sublime, necessary for all. And this Fiat is still in the air, upon the whole creation, as preserver of my own works, and as though an act of descending upon earth to invest man and to enclose him once again within itself, so that he may return there where he came from, that is, having come from my will, he may return to my will. In fact, it is my will that all things created by me return to the same path from which they came, so that they may come back to me, beautiful, decorous and as though carried triumphantly by my own will. So, of all I have told you about my will, this has been my purpose, that my will be known and come to reign upon earth. And what I have said will be, I will overwhelm everything in order to obtain this, but everything must return to me within that word, Fiat. God said, Fiat, and Fiat must man say. In all his things he will have nothing but the echo of my Fiat, the mark of my Fiat, the works of my Fiat, in order to give the goods which my will contains. In this way, I will obtain the complete fulfillment of all creation. This is why I began the work of making known the effects, the value, the goods, the sublime things which my will contains, and how the soul, following the same road as my fiat, will remain so sublimated, divinized, sanctified, enriched, as to astonish heaven and earth at the sight of the portent of my fiat operating in the creature. Because by virtue of my will, I will unleash new graces, never given before, more refulgent light, and unheard of portents, never seen before. I act like a teacher when he teaches the sciences he knows to his disciple. If he teaches to his disciple, it is because he wants to make of him another teacher like himself. So I do. If my sublime lesson was my first word, fiat, the prayer I taught was the fiat on earth as it is in heaven. Now, the fact that I moved on to give you more diffuse, more clear, more sublime lessons about my will, is because I want the disciple not only to acquire its science, but becoming a master, to teach it to others. And not only this, but to acquire all my properties and my goods, my joys and my own happiness. Therefore, be attentive and faithful to my teachings, and never move from my will.